Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 20 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, The Great Deep podcast series is basically diving deeper into themes and ideas that are part of the songs in the album, as well as talking points of the day. So let me ask you a question that I asked in the previous podcast. Name your favorite song, film, comic, TV series, anything like that, of all time. So your answer is beep beep. Now, take beep beep and consider if you had never heard, seen, read, or watched it. Would you be physically dead as a result? Now, the answer is probably no. Would your life be less rich for it? Less full? Would your life be different had you not ever experienced whatever that was? And the answer is probably yes, at least internally. I remember the first time that I understood just how powerful music could be. I was 14 years old. I was playing drums in a high school musical. It was 1995, and the high school had undergone a huge transformation into this cosmopolitan hybrid that most of adolescents remember society as in that post-apartheid mid-90s era. I remember at the time how racial groups used to hang out in these little skin color pockets. You would look out across the quad at break time and every little race group would be in their huddle. And it wasn't like a mixed bag until we performed together in that musical. After that, everything changed. It was called Around the World in 80 Days, and it was a mashup that a brilliant teacher put together, and she directed the whole thing. And she selected music and hits from every country and every era that you could imagine, from the Beatles to Michael Jackson. She had the white head boy singing Rolf Harris's I Lost My Mommy. She had the new grade eights from the township singing the Click song. And the transformation that took place at that time in that way across culture and across age was galvanized with music. And I watched this whole thing transform people's perspective from the back of the stage behind that drum kit, and I was absolutely in my element. That was one thing I remember, and there are many others. But even back then, there were certain things that I invested in. I mean, I bought albums, cassettes, and CDs, which lifted the mood of my soul and had a lyrical depth to it. And I paid to go and watch musicians I really wanted to see, from big acts, international and national acts, to like the local kids on the block. And all of that stuff enriched my life. Things have changed nowadays, and I like the way that Kevin Bruno of CD Baby put it so simply a few years ago. He said the music business has changed from a buying audience to a listening audience, referring to streaming services and the likes of that. So now the question is, how does that translate into sustainable careers? Well, directly, The short answer is not very well. However, if you are an opportunist, so Jack Conte is one of the most visionary artists I know in the realm of adapting to this new world of art and the internet. So he founded Patreon, and the idea behind it is that people pay subscriptions to creators. Thus, they create sustainable models where artists can do what they are meant to do and live off it. So Conte will say, it's not perfect, but it's working. And there's a great couple of talks that you can find online with them. I'll post a few of them in the show notes here. But the theory is good, and that is, it's a direct transaction between artist and audience. Now, this is a nice idea, but it hasn't translated into anything this side of the Atlantic Ocean. So my question to us today is, specifically people listening to this podcast in South Africa, is why has the subscription model been so slow to get going in Mzansi? I bounced this question off a few of my friends, and the answers were wide-ranging, from making people more aware of it to wealth per capita, bigger ponds to choose from, and the extent of the marketing. But in essence, I think it comes down to the value you see in someone's work. So I personally value many artists, and I am happy to donate and subscribe to what they do as a result to keep their flames burning bright. The world is a better place because of them, and I want those things to carry on. I think we are in an interesting time in our world nowadays where all sorts of things are having to be innovated. I know that for me, many of my friends in the hospitality business have been affected hugely by this lockdown. And it's affected my income, but it's also affected their livelihoods. They can't run their restaurants, they can't run their B&Bs and their venues. And they're having to innovate, and they're having to rethink what they do. So I know that this conversation is not limited to just entertainment. But I think what it does do is it forces us to consider the things that we really value. It forces us to consider the local people in our communities, and it forces us to consider what role they play. You know, as I think of local venues that have been very good to me in and around this whole province, I'm aware that their longevity and the future hangs in the balance. And what is the secret to keeping those things going? I think all of us need to just take a moment, put our own things aside for a minute, and consider what's happening to the people next door to us, across the road from us, in our neighborhood, and find ways in which we can work together. Those kind of things are happening all over the place right now, and I think it's important that we are mindful of these things going forward. Well, that's about it for this edition of the podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts on any of these things, so please throw your input into the comments section or visit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, send us an email. We would really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancalder.co.za, where you can find all the details. Till next time, keep pondering how you can help your neighbor, and keep pondering the great deep.